We return to Dylan and Veronica, who have made a startling discovery on a deserted forest road.
Veronica, I told you not to touch that mysterious light. Why, you fainted dead away for a moment.
Dylan, I feel just fine.
But you sound so strange. Are you sure you're all right?
Dylan, I feel just fine. We must continue to nearest population center.
Well, of course. After all, we're rushing to the hospital to visit our friend Steve, who has amnesia.
Meanwhile, at the hospital... Mary Lou, you say that we're engaged?
That's right, my sweet apple dumpling.
Then why aren't you wearing an engagement ring?
It's at the jeweler.
At the jeweler?
Oh, yes. You said that you were so in love with me that you were unsatisfied with the size of the diamond and had the ring sent back for a bigger one.
I see. At that very moment, Petunia is coming to grips with the revelation that the professor is, in fact, her long-lost father.
No! No! That's not true! That's impossible!
Search your feelings. You know it to be true.
No! No! No!
Petunia, you can destroy the Emperor. He has foreseen this. It is your destiny. Join me and together we can rule the galaxy as father and daughter. Come with me. It is the only way.
Mi amo bonito. Estoy aburrido. Necesito una trama nueva.
Tune in next week for a very special NIM, where all of these stories join together to provide an alternate ending to the series. Then tune in the next week as we continue to answer these questions. Is something wrong with Veronica? Will Steve continue to be tricked by Mary Lou? How will Petunia and the professor reconcile their relationship? And just what will Juanito contribute to the lives of these people?